The next section of the conclusion section is a chart, again, three columns. This one is on UDL principles, Universal Design for Learning principles. So to what extent did the teaching, the implementation of this action research project in this fall semester, just recently finished, fall semester of 2017, to what extent did it align with or exemplify or put into practice any of the three UDL principles? And what are improvements that could be made in the next round? UDL principle, moldable forms of representation and presentation. In the semester just finished, this action research project, again, there were PowerPoints, there were overheads, there were videos, there was an invited guest speaker. So somewhat addressed this UDL principle of moldable forms of representation and presentation. Ideas for improving, maintain these, and add more interactive presentations. Next UDL principle, moldable forms of engagement. Okay, what was done? Making student aspirations the center of the activity, selecting grade level and subject areas, discussion jigsaws. These were some of the moldable forms of engagement related ideas and tasks and activities and approaches, techniques, procedures used in the action research project in the fall of 2017. Ideas for improving, maintain these, and also survey to determine more details on career interests and improve interaction during discussions. Okay, to do better at fulfilling the UDL principle of moldable forms of engagement. Moldable forms of assessment, or ways, different ways for students to take actions to express their understanding. So that's the third UDL principle. In the fall of 17, on this action research project for these two sections of the introductory course in special education, the instructor lists class discussions, scoring sheets, peer evaluations, Kahoots, from an online way of going over information, sort of like a quiz using smartphones, etc., and PowerPoints, speeches, written reports, and creating posters. Ideas for the next round, maintain these and then express greater interest in student opinions. Offer greater variety of formats to assess student understanding. So that's evaluating, drawing conclusions, and looking ahead based on how the way this action research unit was taught when looking at it from the perspective of UDL principles.